Welcome to a very special episode of the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. So these operational excellence moments are little tools you can use. They're just thought-provoking. That's the whole entire goal. Some people use them in meetings. Some people listen to them and think about what they want to say. This one's a little different. And this one I really want you to hear. Because I want you to hear the place where safety and culture comes together. And this comes from the 2015 CME. Meeting, which I've talked about before. I won't give a whole lot of introduction to this because, in fact, Sidney Decker, the master of ceremonies for this meeting, gives an incredible introduction. But the Chamber of Minerals and Energy of Western Australia invited an indigenous person to do a ceremony they call Welcome to Country. And I want you to hear it. In fact, I want you to hear it and I want you to think about it. So let's not spend much more time. Here is your pre-accident investigation safety moment.
Before we do anything else, we'd like to do the right thing and ask Barry Maguire to come up. Barry is a representative of the Noongar Whadjuk people, who actually were the traditional or are the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet. Barry, thank you very much for coming.
Good morning, all. Thank you, Mr. Decker. I'd like to, first of all, acknowledge the Honourable Minister, Mr. Bill Marmion. Also, I'd like to acknowledge Mr. Brian Riley and Mr. Reg Howard Smith at CME. A thank you to the board for inviting me to come to represent my people, represent an understanding of an age-old process of safety. You know, for thousands and thousands of years, as us as Aboriginal people, we welcomed each other to each other's country, but we stood there to ensure that that man was safe in order to enter into that community, whether he was bringing something good. If he was bringing something bad, he was rushed out of that country like you wouldn't believe. The thing is, how do we sit as human beings in the area of safety? How do we educate each other with each other's cultural protocols and needs in order to walk one's land? Because inside the land itself, there's energies that can unbalance you. There's energies that can stop you. Whether you recognize it or not, sickness will come because of unbalance. And how do we share that old time or that old knowledge of how the land was supposed to keep us? Today we have vast people living on the city here. And there's a lot of suburbs that are unbalanced. You find people within certain suburbs that don't get on. It's because people shouldn't be living on that part of the country. People should live in a place where the energy is safe for us as human beings. The environment keeps us. The environment has a protocol and a law that is so old that we as Australians, we need to share each other's understanding of how do we walk better together tomorrow than we have yesterday. So Welcomes to Countries was always about safety between First Peoples and the mob that came in. And it was about how we ask about our ancestors to come, to be with you as you sit and you share knowledge. How do you become one? How do you take that oneness towards tomorrow? So we speak in our language to ask the old people. May my ancestors come to be with you and hold your light. So for as long as you are here on this land. Because as you are here today, may they be with you until tomorrow. Welcome to the Whadjuk lands. It is beautiful to see many nations sitting as one. Thank you so much for your time, everybody. May your conference be blessed in the times that you sit here. And may you also be blessed in the times that you walk and do the things for us as people in the areas of safety. Thank you, and God bless today and tomorrow.
I honestly don't know what to say to follow that, and so I won't. other than to say thank you for listening, thank you for being a part of the pre-accident investigation, and thank you for doing the safety job you do. As always, learn something every day. Have fun and be safe.